When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Three Hands, a special three-part podcast miniseries hosted by me, Blake Howard, from One Heat Minute, where I sat down with filmmaker, writer, Gregor Jordan, who, while doing press for his latest release, Dirt Music, coming to Australian cinemas on October 8th, sat down with me for a longer discussion about the films that defined his career. His latest film, Dirt Music, with the episode titled, The Wild West. Dirt Music is a movie with longing, small town entanglements, even a poster that stirred up a potential epiphany. Is Australia's most lauded modern author, Tim Winton, whose novel the film is based on, just a mellifluous, meditative, prestige Nicholas Sparks? Well, with Gregor Jordan at the helm, one hopes that that's not the case. Here's the trailer for Dirt Music.
There was this moment when the tides changed that the whole ocean came alive. This big, heaving, living thing that makes you feel so small you might not even exist.
Come down off the road and leave your body low.
Jim,
somebody,
we should probably talk.
Oh, everything's fine.
You are the reason I've been waiting so long.
How was it?
Oh, pots might as well have been pillaged.
I could have helped.
Well, you've got your life, I've got mine.
Near the end and I just think of the time.
Hello again.
So you're running from them. I'm helping you run away.
I don't understand what you're doing living like this.
It didn't used to be illegal what I do. And suddenly everyone's paying for bits of paper to tell us the foxes can't go fishing. So we played music. Foxes, always where you don't want them. Always have been. Is that a good idea?
I just wanted to remember what you looked like. You should have realized what it meant to touch me.
Vicious bastards! What have you done, Jim?
Lou?
You gotta go home for both our sakes. I already felt like a ghost. Figured why not become one.
Music will undo you. Because it makes you forget. Takes you somewhere else. But I knew what it meant to touch you.
Georgie, Kelly MacDonald, is living a replacement life. She's a convenient rebound for a wealthy widower, Jim, played by David Wenham, who's got an established family that holds a community standing as a generational fisherman in a coastal West Australian town. By chance, a late-night swim due to insomnia results in an encounter with Lou Fox, played by Garrett Hedlund, an alluring outsider. Adapted from Tim Winton's novel by Jack Thorne, I had to ask Gregor Jordan how he came to the film.
Well, I was always interested in the book from even before it was released. It was sent out as an unpublished manuscript to certain filmmakers, and I guess I was sort of, you know, blown away by the book, but also very intimidated and didn't really know how to make it, and was, you know, didn't really understand how you could turn something that sprawling and that sort of esoteric and with those sorts of abstract ideas into a coherent screenplay.
Yes.
And, you know, my friend Philip Noyce had a crack at it, and he, for whatever, you know, various reasons, could never quite you know, get the budget right to get it made. You know, so I ended up sort of just meeting the producer of, you know, of Dirt Music, Finola Dwyer. I just met her by chance. She was, via a mutual friend, and we got talking, and you know, and she asked me if I'd like to have a look at this script that she'd had written by Jack Thorne. And I was sort of more curious than anything about, you know,
how the hell he did it.
Yeah, how he went about it, you know, more than expecting to love it. But, you know, as soon as I started reading it, I almost started crying from the opening. And I found his script very moving and, you know, and just extremely clever in the way that he had condensed that novel into a coherent screenplay and kept the whole spirit of the book, but at the same time, you know, adding something new as well and sort of in a way improving upon the book in certain respects, in certain elements of the storytelling. I was very excited when I first read Jack's script and, you know, instantly got in touch with Finola and then lobbied hard to get the job of being the director.
Now, there are many international actors who attempt the treacherous waters of an Australian accent, but for McDonald, melding her natural Scottish with Australian English dialect feels entirely right for the character. I had to ask Gregor Jordan, how did this casting come about?
Well, look, the casting process was, I mean, it's always challenging. You know, really the universe provides you with the cast that you need to have in certain respects. And casting that role was difficult because, you know, the character needed to be 40.
Yeah.
It's very much a part of who she is, her age. She was written as a very specific physical type in the book, you know. That's not necessarily the be all and end all in terms of casting, but, you know, she's small. And but she's fit, you know, and she's sporty kind of, but also she sort of has a spirit to her. She has a sort of a feistiness and a fieriness to her. I guess the essence of who that character is, you know, is quite hard to find.
Georgie is a woman who, you know, she's 40, she's approaching a crossroads in her life or a fork in the road, and she's depressed and she's drinking a bit too much, and it's like self-medication, and she meets the character Lou Fox just at either the perfect time or the worst time.
Is that a good idea?
I just wanted to remember what you look like right now.
You gotta go home, you know. For both our sakes.
You know, and when we were just sort of looking around at actresses and started talking to actresses and finding ones who were exactly the right age and the right look and the right and had the right spirit and, you know, and had great acting ability, but also who were up for it.
Yes.
You know, Kelly really stood out as a really great choice for the role because I got to say, you know, there's not a lot of actresses who, will pick up and go to the remote places where this film was shot and, you know, do it happily. You know what I mean? Like there were actresses we talked to and, you know, who were very regretful, but because of their family situation or whatever said, I can't do it. I can't go to literally the other side of the planet, because I've got young children or, you know, I've got offer different reasons. So, you know, I guess Kelly sort of, you know, found us. And also, I guess, you know, when she, you know, when we spoke about the role and, you know, and spoke about, you know, she just seemed to really know who that character was. And, you know, she understood, you know, the sort of the restlessness of Georgie and you know and fundamentally understood her. So it just seemed like a really great thing. And then also interestingly the accent, you know, because that was, you know, something that we always had in our minds, because, you know, doing an Australian accent is not easy.
No.
You know, I spoke to Kelly about that and said, you know, how do you feel about being able to do an Australian accent? Because her natural accent.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Very Glaswegian, you know.
Very Glaswegian.
Very thick Scottish accent, and she just said, "Well, look," she goes, "I'll just approach it how I do with any role." She goes, "I actually very rarely get to speak with my own accent." She said, "You know, it's just about doing the work and spending the time learning the accent and then mastering it." She said, "When I did No Country for Old Men, I didn't just do a Texan accent, I actually had to do a West Texan accent, which is different."
Cora Jean, thank you for coming.
I don't know why I did. I told you. I don't know where he is.
You hadn't heard from him?
No, I ain't.
Nothing?
Not word one.
Would you tell me if you had?
Well, I don't know. He don't need any trouble from you.
It ain't me he's in trouble with.
Who's he in trouble with then?
Some pretty bad people.
And she said, she was explaining to me when she did Boardwalk Empire, she was doing an Irish accent. And I said, well, that must have been easier for someone from Scotland. She goes, no, in a weird way, it's actually harder. Because she said, you know, there's so subtle differences between the sounds, but they are, you know, she said, you know, it's actually harder to do something that's similar.
Not to give too much away, but the scene of the movie is when Georgie experiences some tragedy in her life. And the entire scene plays out just like the great Death Cab for Cutie song, Styrofoam Plates. She's standing at the funeral of one of her loved ones, which I won't go into detail with in order not to spoil it, but she's kind of disconnected with the world. And as she's staring around at all these cordial conversations, she just rejects the notion completely and causes a scene. And I wanted to talk to Gregor about what that meant in the context of this entire film.
Well, she's such an interesting character because she's this person who's, in a way, you know, sort of much happier underwater, or, you know what I mean, with her feet in the sand kind of thing. Yes. She's sort of she's much more connected with nature or the earth than she is, you know, with sort of petty societal politics, you know. She just cut, you know, and I guess that moment really sums it up, with it. She just cannot deal with any form of human bullshit right now.
Yes.
And says, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to play this game.
The character of Lou is played by Garrett Hedlund, and he's really in a state of melancholia. He's a surviving member of a family who's basically been killed in a car accident, and in a series of flashbacks, you see a glimpse of what his life was like. Jordan has always struck me as a profoundly spiritual filmmaker. He's a filmmaker that's plugged in to Australia's colonial past and the history of our First Nations, squashed into the subterranean, and he kind of processes that guilt by unlocking these ghostly realms in his movies. And Lou is definitely haunted by the ghosts of his family's past. All the more interesting still is that the role is played by another non-Aussie, Garrett Hedlund.
Yeah, it was interesting because you're right. You know, Garrett, he's not a guy who sort of necessarily prepares fastidiously, you know, in the sense that he knows how he's going to say every single line and he's rehearsed every single move.
Yes.
He is much more sort of free-flowing and, I guess, jazz in the way that he approaches things.
Yes.
And I guess that's sort of, you know, how he approaches life generally.
Very right for the character too. very yeah, right.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and I guess that was another, it was another moment. The first time I spoke to Garrett, you know, he'd spent time in Australia, so had an understanding of the Australian culture, but, you know, he's from, you know, a really remote part of Minnesota. Like, he lived literally 50 miles from the nearest town and, you know, grew up hunting and fishing and, you know, and is very sort of handy kind of a guy. You know, he renovated his own house himself, you know, did all the carpentry himself. And also, you know, he'd lost his father recently. So, you know, this was a guy who was sort of very much an outdoors person and of the land, and who was very comfortable being outside and getting his hands dirty, and, you know, but also understood loss at such a fundamental level as well. That even though he wasn't Australian, I just felt he understood who this person was. And, you know, and Garrett as well has a lot of natural darkness and a lot of sadness inside him just as a person that he has to deal with. And so, you know, he really just sort of knew who Lou was without even having to explain it. So I guess in terms of how those two came together, you know, it was really just both of them had such a good fundamental understanding of their characters, and you know, and such a respect for how the script worked that, you know, it was really just a case of, you know, standing back and letting them do their thing. And those two, you know, had an incredible rapport with one another and really sort of, you know, found a good way to work together. So that was never a problem. And, you know, in terms of trying to find a way for them to gel, they just did it naturally.
Through this story of love between two outsiders is a snapshot of a ruddy seaside community that is attempting to reflect Australia's wealth gap, and the palatial coastline homes are built with old money. But this dimension is not really given space to breathe. There's so much in this movie that begs to explore race and environmental impacts of the working class pursuits, and, you know, the law's reflex to look the other way when influential power brokers get up to no good. But its focus is the melodramatic romance, and that may be its greatest strength or its greatest area for criticism. But nonetheless, Gregor Jordan is an incredible filmmaker. It's been a real treat to talk to him on this show. And I was excited to talk to him about what the future holds, because he's one of the first filmmakers that I've been able to speak to in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, and to see where he thinks the future of cinema lies.
The world was changing, or the world of, you know, sort of filmmaking and television was changing massively before COVID hit. And the rise of Netflix and the other streaming platforms, you know, had definitely massively already changed the way people were consuming drama. You know, and so even, you know, movies for Netflix, and there was a whole controversy brewing about theatrical windows and all the rest of it. But COVID, you know, and the fact that the world's gone into lockdown and that cinemas everywhere aren't operating, has just sent it, you know, much further in a direction that it was already heading. And so, you know, how it comes out the other side, I don't know. But all I know is that, you know, pursuing feature film making right now is, you know, is very difficult, because, you know, when you've got all these gigantic blockbusters like James Bond, you know, you've got Tenet,
the Marvel movies, Tenet.
Yeah, you know, Tenet essentially bombing in the US, and, you know, because no one can go to a cinema. And, you know, you've got these gigantic, you know, tentpole movies going straight to pay-per-view. You know, the world of filmmaking is just completely turned on its head. And so, you know, the world of independent filmmaking, I just have no idea what, you know, what's going to happen or how it's going to unfurl. I mean, you know, I think at the end of this, people will still want to go to the cinemas, but I don't understand how a cinema chain can just have their you know, all their infrastructure just lie fallow for a year and have basically zero revenue and survive. You know, I don't know what is going to happen with the big cinema chains.
Huge thank you to Gregor Jordan for being a part of this limited series, Three Hands. Thank you all for listening. This has been a One Heat Minute production. Thank you to Universal Pictures Australasia. Dirt Music is out now in Australian theatres. If you want to check it out, you can. If you want to read my full review, it is on darkhorizons.com. If you want to see anything about other One Heat Minute productions, oneheatminute.com. If you want to find anything out about myself, I am One Blake Minute on both Twitter and Instagram. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you on another episode of our many One Heat Minute productions soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.